When it comes to skiing, some of us think Alta in Utah, cozy, simple. But skiing is also glitzy, cushy, pricey, something only the rich can afford. There are a few nonprofit ski areas across the country, though, trying to change that and reignite a simple sport that's accessible to all, regardless of income. James Dawson of Boise State Public Radio takes us on a trip just a short drive away from Idaho's capital city.
One, two, three.
No village, fancy restaurants, or five-star hotels here at Bogus Basin. Most visitors drive in for the day, and a lot of them are families, many of which have been coming for the more than 75 years the ski area has been open. 8-year-old twins Scarlett and Vivian Chetwood have been skiing at Bogus since they were toddlers.
I love all the jumps and the secret caves and the passages.
Bogus Basin is one of just a handful of nonprofit ski areas scattered throughout the country. Its operating budget is roughly $8.3 million, and about 340,000 people come here in the winter, mostly locals. It's also where Scarlett and Vivian's parents had their first date. Their mom, Suzanne, remembers that day well.
He was like the classic hot guy out of the 90s.
That classic hot guy is Pat. He's been skiing at Bogus since he was six.
I remember driving up the road in the back of the station wagon, my mom driving and having to listen to my sister's music.
You know, the classics like Madonna, The Cure, maybe throw in a little Scorpions. He skied a lot of places, but the Bogus Basin vibe keeps him coming back.
All my friends that I grew up with in the 80s and 90s that we grew up skiing together, we now have our kids and our kids are getting up there. There's just such a tradition of the love of skiing.
Suzanne says she loves the Bogus vibe too, but the vibes at swanky resorts like Aspen, not so much.
Get out of the car and you're like, everybody's got mascara and the fancy outfit. And the thing about Bogus is, like, the most beautiful, you know, stylish women here will just be like, I woke up and put my beanie on and we're going to go have some fun. And I love that.
The next day, I meet the Chetwood family at Bogus for lunch. Sandwiches and fries served on olive green cafeteria trays. Pat's friend Jesse Weiss is here too. He's been an instructor at Bogus and upscale Jackson Hole and says the two ski areas are completely different.
What they say about Jackson is the locals are better than the pros. So Jackson has a much more serious vibe. Here, it's about being rad and having fun.
And that's part of how Bogus Basin officials try to make their ski area stand out. A day pass here is less than half the price at Jackson Hole and roughly a third of what you'd pay at Vail. And the low prices, new summer programs, and a focus on education might be working. From 2014 to 2017, attendance has nearly doubled and revenue is up from the lean years. Brad Wilson is the general manager of Bogus.
We're trying to really push ourselves out into the community and make sure that people know, one, how to learn to ski and where to learn to ski, and then come up and not have to spend a whole bunch of money to really see if they like it.
Wilson says focusing on making skiing accessible for everyone and introducing new generations to the sport isn't just a feel-good thing. It helps the entire industry, even the glitzy, high-priced resorts.
We're really feeder areas for all of those ski areas, and you know, we do it for ourselves, but they are definitely the beneficiaries.
By charging relatively low prices and attracting families, Wilson hopes to reverse an aging demographic and keep Bogus Basin and other nonprofits like it in Montana, Oregon, and Vermont open for decades to come. For Here and Now, I'm James Dawson reporting from Bogus Basin, Idaho.
Love the name. James' story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.